John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Thank you for downloading the John Richardson Show podcast this week with added Kerry Godleman.
Yes.
Welcome back.
So lovely to be back.
I think this week's show, I said the word knickers more than I've ever said the word knickers.
It's thrilling, isn't it?
In anything I've broadcast.
It's thrilling to say knickers.
There's a lot of knicker chat.
Yeah.
Saddest moment of the show for me, when we talked about you getting into sport, and Will said, "Talk here looking for fans." That upset me. That's going to stay with me.
You don't want to make Torquay be a beg, do you?
No, yeah. A lot of youth chat. It was a good show today. It was lovely to have you back.
Oh, I've had a lovely time.
You have had a good time. I think you've enjoyed the show more than any other.
Yes, I got loads of labels saying Queen Kerry.
Yeah.
And I put them on my phone.
Smiling more. And I won't reference why the podcast is called Who's Been Sitting in Daddy's Chair. We'll get to that. You'll find out or you won't. Thanks for downloading. Really appreciate it. We are asking for sports suggestions for Kerry Godleman. We always want the smugness. If you're listening and anything occurs to you, fire off an email. It's john at absoluteradio.co.uk. We'll see you in a bit.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
It's John Richardson on Absolute Radio, and I'm here with my colleagues.
Hello.
It's too late. That's my colleagues. That's Will and Charlie and Jeff, and you just went for a very formal hello instead of a whoop.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't given a heads up that I was going to have to whoop. I said whoop whoop this week in front of my daughter, and she went, "Don't ever say that again," because
yeah,
it made me cringe
that?
From the inside out. I was sort of being ironic. It's a generational thing.
I was being ironic when I said colleagues and expected you all to cheer.
Irony
every
gets
time
lost
I do
on
it,
some people, isn't it,
it's still so sad that it does slightly upset me. Welcome back, Kerry.
It's lovely to be back.
Is it?
Yes.
Good.
I've missed you.
It was the intake of breath that made me slightly doubt you meant it.
I've missed you. I'm giddy with joy to be back.
Thank
genuinely.
You. Well, you missed last week's show, and some people listening will have missed last week's as well, because despite my numerous emails to the government, this show is still not mandatory listening. You're allowed to come and go as you please in the world. And look where that's got us. Anyway, if you missed last week's show, it sounded pretty much like this. Like trying to hug one of those inflatable things outside a garage and just start windmilling. With my arms. With my arms, please.
Well, I don't understand context now, so you'll have to...
Good. Good.
Go on.
I'm not going to give you context.
No context.
Angela threatened to hug me, and I suggested that I would take that as an aggressive gesture.
Why?
You're not into hugging? Yeah, she didn't mean it nice. I was going to say threaten to hug me. People who offer to hug me, they don't mean it nice. They mean...
Hugging's not for everyone, John. Hugging is not for everyone. I quite enjoyed the holiday from hugging in the pandemic. And then when it came back, I was like, oh, it's human kaplunk.
Is it still too close after the pandemic to refer to it as the holiday from hugging?
That was one of the upsides of the pandemic, of the global plague, that we had a holiday from hugging and kissing. Now it's fully back.
This is a workplace, isn't it? There's no need to touch each other or even be in the same room. Angela was here last week, Angela Barnes. We got into a very deep conversation about whether nowhere was or wasn't a place during the literal police. Thankfully, Chris has been in touch in the week. He can help us out.
Hi, John. I heard you and Angela getting in knots last week about whether nowhere actually exists as a place during literal police. Well, I can confirm that there's a place like marshy land near Acol, that now part of Acol, that is called nowhere by the Norfolk people, because literally there was nothing there and people used to graze their horses and cattle on it. So I hope this helps. Cheers, Andy.
Wow. Oof. That's reassuring, isn't it?
Here's what I think. He said there's literally nothing there, so people used to graze their horses on it, which means by definition there's something for the horses to eat and the horses.
You're such a pedant.
I think he's got himself in literal prison
there. Oh, John.
Had he? Oh, dear.
Oh, John.
You try and get in touch with me. Look what happens. The conversation was, Kerry, and you can put this to bed now. Somebody said he literally came out of nowhere.
Right.
Can you literally come out of nowhere?
No, but I quite like that it's like a... It doesn't have to be... I'm quite happy with things not being true.
Okay. Brace yourself. Literal please coming back later. I think
I can live in the world of metaphor and symbolism. I'm comfortable with it.
No. Face facts. Look in the mirror and deal with what stares back. We talked about last week the UK's friendliest pubs. One of them inexplicably called Case Is Altered, which I said is a weird name for a pub. Mm. We've had a lot of correspondence on this. Barbara got in touch and she wants to clear it up.
Hi, John. Heard you mention the pub name, The Case Is Altered, last week. The pub is in the Law Courts area, and when a case was proved innocent, the case was altered, hence the name. I will say I was only there on jury service, not as a criminal.
It's good to clear that up.
Oh, lovely. It is cleared up, isn't it, Kerry? Yeah. That's it, absolutely cleared up, yeah. What the pub name is all about. Then we got this from Brian.
Hi, John. Last week, you were confused about the pub name, The Case Is Altered. Well, the name came from the Spanish for a name for a pub and was brought back from the Napoleonic Wars by the soldiers. Hope this clears things up. Cheers. Brian from Wofford.
Lovely clarity from Brian.
Doesn't Brian? What it does set up is the prospect of a head-to-head battle between Brian and Barbara. We know Barbara's done jury service, so she knows the law. We know Brian's travelled. What weapons will they bring? What skills have they learnt on their life journey so far? If you hear anything on the show today that makes you want to set up a head-to-head duel with another listener over the name of a pub, you can get in touch anytime you like. It's John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I've been working on my tour show, which is now, I've got no more work in progress. I'm on tour.
Oh,
I'm officially
on
tour. Yeah, it's happening. It's in progress.
Have you done an actual proper one then where they've paid full whack and you've got to remember it?
Well, you're not allowed notes. Yeah. Not yet. I've got one in Poole this week coming, so that's my first proper
the
one.
The Lighthouse Theatre?
That's right.
Yes.
Leia, look at you remembering things. I can't remember things. That's why the show's called Bandwidth, because I can't remember much. But I've also been doing Trigger Point, been filming some scenes on Trigger Point where my character speaks in the periodic table. I say science-y things.
Are you a forensic-y person?
I'm a forensic-y person.
Can you remember any of your dialogue?
Clylochloride.
Clylochloride. Oh, I'm looking forward to the outtakes.
Clylochloride. It's a non-persistent. It's it's a non-persistent blood agent.
Okay, we'll cut there. Kerry, we're just going to go again. It's just a problem with sound.
Hello, it's HMX19. HMX19 clyrochloride.
You're sort of saying it like you're in a cafe.
Yeah, but I'm...
What are you having? Are you having some of the clyrochloride?
It's a blood agent.
Is it?
Yeah. I'll say it better when we do a take, but I have been, doing that. Bit of stand-up.
What about, life's not all about work, Kerry. So, sometimes as a friend, when I ask you what you've been up to,
no, I'm not defined by work.
How are you fulfilling yourself, spiritually? What are you up to?
Well, I'm very excited because spring is coming. So, I've been now in the garden and
have
I've
you?
Been getting all my pots cleaned.
All those jam jars.
All the jam jars, the lights just bouncing off the jars in the potting shed. And I've got a few seeds in.
Yeah,
what
have you planted?
Early leeks. And a bit of garlic.
I don't think I like leeks.
They're nice to grow because they are...
Okay.
Some things I grow and I don't even eat. I just like to grow them.
Grow them, cut them out of the ground, lob them on a fire. Yeah?
No, but you get a flower, I think, from a leek. Don't you get a sort of alum? Do you... Yeah, you
get
do.
You HX19 clyrochloride.
You get clyrochloride. It's a gas agent. It's a blood agent. Yeah, I'm not good with the words, as you can see from the... gardening or the science.
No.
But as you said, it's for spiritual sustenance rather than...
Well, it's going to be a fun morning on Absolute Radio, isn't it? What with the old you not being able to talk and stuff.
I can talk, but I just can't be accurate with language.
Oh, no. That's all I ask for. I don't want emotion, I just want facts.
But that's why we're a good combination, John. It's shading. It's yin and yang, isn't it?
Which one are you?
Which one is which?
I don't know.
Yin?
You're yin.
You'll be yang then.
Yes, that's how it works. That's a fact. That's all I'm asking for. Complete sentences.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
So, Kerry Godleman.
Yes.
You were not here last week.
No.
For for fine reasons, off living your life, weren't you, off on tour? We did a thing last week called I Love You Bot, where we decided that we would do dedication. This is a show, the John Richardson Show, wishes to acknowledge the existence of love and it acknowledges that some people believe themselves to be in love,
right,
and that is nice for them.
Yeah.
However, those of us who know better know that really you've made a decision to tolerate certain unpleasant truths about someone that you are now too entwined with to leave.
Right, right.
Is that
okay.
fair?
Yes,
right. You're one of those people, aren't you? You've just locked yourself in.
I've locked myself into a domestic web.
Yeah.
I'm trapped.
So you're allowed to have a dedication to someone. You can say something nice, but then you have to say something realistic.
Okay.
And what's happened now is because I put this on my social media last week, and let me say as well, the graphic mocked up by Charlie in the studio, she gave some examples of things one might want to complain about in one's partner, one of which was Lego is not an adult hobby. Let me tell you, that it's not the opinion of John Richardson Enterprises, nor anyone affiliated with the brand.
Oh.
So you can stop messaging me now to tell me that you think Lego is a perfectly suitable adult hobby. If you want to email, you email Charlie, who holds that opinion. Right?
She's looking very sheepish.
She's looking very sheepish. Mm. She's not the one still getting angry messages. It's perfectly fine to do Lego. Otherwise, why is it 300 quid? Do you want to...
Can I do my children, my teenage kids?
Okay,
I love them.
I thought you'd do your partner.
I'll save my partner because there's loads of those.
That's the tour, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole show.
Save that for Paul Lighthouse.
Well, I love him, but he can't get the right knickers in the right drawer. That's something that he gets the wrong knickers.
Oh,
I really don't want to have to find teenage knickers in my knicker drawer, mate.
Why is he putting the knickers away? I'm already on his side here. Put your own knickers away.
I put knickers away, he puts knickers away. Sometimes it's his turn, sometimes it's my turn.
What's he doing wrong?
When you put in a laundry, when you put a wash on and then you unload the wash, there's all kinds of knickers in there.
Yeah.
So we all put, if you've done the wash, then you put that wash away.
You're getting through a lot of knickers. What's going on in the Godlewin household?
Changing knickers every day.
Oh, no. Ridiculous.
Anyway, so knicker admin, but actually I wasn't going to lay into him. I was going to...
No. Do your kids. Brilliant.
Why do they leave one tomato in a punnet or one blueberry? What can you do with one blueberry? There's nothing you can do with it.
Yeah.
Rotting fruit in a fruit bowl, chuck it out. And they're like, oh, we thought you were saving it. What would I be saving that for?
They don't want to deal with the admin.
Well, I love them, but that's ridiculous. They have to get into the habit of throwing rotting food out.
There's
and not leaving it to muggins. Now I sound like my mum. Who's going to do that? Muggins!
There's a thing about not wanting to be the one that finishes, I think. So they don't want to feel selfish because they're worried that you then
don't
have
defend
you...
them, John. I didn't know this was part of the game.
I support children. I think we've got to raise a better future.
They're teenagers. They're not children. I've got to prepare them for the adult world.
Have you ever used the phrase in the Godlewin household, who finished all the blueberries / tomatoes?
No.
No?
If it's gone, it's gone. It's over. Don't leave one passag blueberry in a punnet for me to have a meltdown about.
And when you say punnet, you mean the little plastic tray?
Well, a paper tray, actually.
Paper
John.
Tray, well done.
I'm really trying to cut down on plastic.
Yeah.
And the paper that is compostable, I put in the compost bin.
Whack it all in the knicker bin, mate. If in doubt, whack it in the knicker bin.
I don't have a knicker bin. You can't just be chucking knickers away because they're in the wrong drawer.
Disposable, aren't they, knickers?
Absolute outrage. Where are you getting your knickers?
Oh, I just get them lobbed at me. Just pick them up off the stage.
I've seen that. I've seen women chucking their knickers.
I sometimes have to swim off stage. Absolutely. I get one of those little things the sweet cleaners use, the street cleaners, you know, the little brush. Just goes around the stage,
sweeps all the knickers up.
There you go. Stick them in the knicker bin. John Richardson, Absolute Radio. Oh, no. I have to apologise to Charlie, who did not put together the graphic saying that Lego was not an adult hobby.
No.
Even though that is a view that she holds strongly. And that's what it says on her tattoo and her T-shirt. And she just shouts it in the street. But Charlie did not put that on the graphic. That was Jeff. And also, it was just an example, I think. So it was anonymous and it was put out with a view that it might be something one might want to say about one's partner. So either way, the messages can stop. Because I forget. Because I live in a world of people who aren't administratively competent, people reply to online messages the week after they've been sent. So sometimes, as happened this morning. I go to check my social media, and without saying, "Hi, John, I know this is a thing you talked about last week." However, someone's just messaged me saying, "Yeah, well, tell me if you want the toilet seat left up." And then I have to piece together, oh, you're referring to the thing we did last week. You're not just angry at me about something, even though we've never met. We have our one dedication of the week. It's "I love you, but..." This week it comes from Gillian.
"Hi, John. I'd like to give a shout out to my husband, Chris Lewis. I love you, but it really winds me up when after 12 months, I'm looking forward to watching a film and you've deleted it off the planner. In fact, you've deleted a few things that I haven't watched in 6 months. From your loving but patient losing wife, Gillian."
Oh.
I have decided which side I'm on.
Oh, you're on his side, aren't you?
I would take
You're having
issue,
a clear out.
I would take issue with the phrase, "when, after 12 months,
right,
I have been looking forward to watching a film." Either you've recorded a film.
People have
and
different
thought,
views on time.
Yeah, but I mean, 12 months, you might look forward to a trip to Disney for 12 months. Sure. You might think, let's
But it isn't his job to decide how she manages her time and what
Nobody
she looks forward to.
Is Sky Plus in Face Off and thinking, cool, I'm going to watch that next June.
Yeah, but sometimes you store things up. You store things up and you think, that's there, ready for when I want it, and you don't want someone just making the decision to chuck it out.
I think to delete a film after 12 months is okay. Given that, she's referenced it later in the message. She's still Sky Plusing now. It's not like she Sky Plused a load of stuff 12 months ago and then said, anyway, that's me sorted. I'll stop now. She's got Gogglebox on Series Link. She's got that thing where she's pressed the button by accident.
Right.
And why is she Sky Plusing Emmerdale? She doesn't even watch Emmerdale. She's pressed the button by mistake when she was trying to turn the telly off.
Do you know her husband?
Oh, I know
you sound
all
like
people.
You're channeling.
I know everyone. One glance at you and I know you inside out. Anyway, this is for you, Chris. You've earned it, mate.
Bringing some showbiz sparkle to an otherwise ordinary Saturday.
The John Richardson Show. John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back. It's John Richardson here on Absolute Radio with Kerry Godleman. Do I struggle saying my name?
I haven't noticed. Well, you blundered the first one. You keep pluralising yourself. Have you cloned yourself?
Well, there is the John Richardson Senior, my dad.
Oh, are you John Junior? JJ.
Little JJ,
little JJ.
Yeah.
Johnny Junior. That's your new name.
Okay, so I shouldn't really be saying Daddy's chair, because this isn't Daddy's chair.
No.
It's my chair. I shouldn't be saying it anyway.
Please stop.
I find a lot. It's always an interesting moment. Do you encounter a lot of Kerrys in your life?
Not many, no.
Not many.
A few. I'll
quite often be in a room with two Johns.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And then there is a decision made as to how to refer to each John.
Ah.
And I am very often the diminutive. It's
really?
Very often Big John or Little John. Good John or Bad John.
Really? And you're always Little Bad John.
I never get to be like the
powerful
John.
Yeah. You're not Alpha John.
That one's the John and that one's the offshoot John.
Right.
And I don't like it.
No, fair enough. It must be frustrating.
John Senior and John Junior. Our agents look after Jonathan Ross. So I will get emails that say to JR Junior or something like that.
Oh, really? But that
like
must
it.
Just be the hazard of being having a name that is quite a popular name.
Are you smug?
I am a bit, yeah.
Yeah? What are you smug about?
I've been
the
doing
park
weights.
Runners are out.
I've been doing weights, John. Like everyone. Like all the
like
ladies
Angela
my
Barnes.
Age. Yeah,
Angela
there
Barnes
you go.
Has got a theme tune.
Has
you
she?
Want to hear Angela's theme tune?
Yes, please.
Angela Barnes, powerlifting queen.
Yes, please.
Here it is.
Yes!
Oh, she's so strong, she can lift the John Richardson. Oh! Oh! Angela Barnes, powerlifting queen!
That is great.
It's good, isn't it? So
I'm really jealous that she's got that.
She has said that she could pick me up.
I could pick you up. I could pick two of you up.
Big John and Little John.
I could use two Johns as dumbbells and just do that. John, I know this is an audio medium, but I could do that with two Johns.
Lift me from shoulder height upwards.
Yep, no problem.
Is that a jerk?
I don't know all the terms. I don't know the words.
How long have you been powerlifting?
Is that what it's called, powerlifting? Is it
okay,
not just
so
weights?
Not long then. Not long.
Well, I've been doing it a few months. I've been doing it a few months. And I like it. And I really like that jingle and I want one. Because that is very motivating.
You can't have two powerlifting queens.
Why not?
Well,
you've got loads of Johns. There's millions of you, Johns. I want two powerlifting queens.
You could be a powerlifting princess.
No.
No, it doesn't sound the same, does it?
You could have two multiple queens.
You could be the queen of a different realm.
All right.
Oh, I've gone all nerdy.
You are such a nerd, John.
You could be a queen of a different realm, but I think you'll find
it's like
you can't have two queens in the same district.
Dungeon Master.
I could go full Henry VIII and destroy Angela's theme and instate you as the new powerlifting queen.
Yes, I'm going to be the Anne Boleyn of weightlifting.
And that is a sentence that has never been said out loud. Isn't that nice? You've just said something that no human in existence has ever said. I'm going to be the Anne Boleyn of powerlifting. Well, I don't want to make you feel... If you're exercising, it's making you feel good. That's a very good thing.
But
the fact that you're doing something that somebody else is already doing...
Loads of people are doing it.
...means that actually... exactly. So you've got no authority over your life. You're just following the crowd.
Yeah, but I do? What exercise could I do that no one else is doing?
You've done your... No, that's it. You could invent one, but you're not... That's
right.
Not you. You're going to wait. I bet you did Zumba when everyone was doing Zumba, didn't you?
I didn't like it.
Hot yoga. Have you done that?
I tried it. I didn't like it.
Yeah, you're just a trend follower, mate.
But I've tried things and didn't like them, but weights, I like it. That's why I keep going back to it.
No, you do now. You do now. In a couple of weeks,
these weights will be
gathering dust in the shed. You'll open up to get your leaks and you'll boot the weights and you go, oh, these freaking things.
No. I'm weights for life now. I mean,
weights for life.
Weights for life.
You're going to be the Mary Berry of powerlifting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like Angela's made the promise to lift me up first, so we'll let Angela have a go.
Okay. Maybe we could play you know, with those big heavy balls, we could throw you and we could just throw you, like play catch with John.
Yeah. So we're trying to deflate some of the smugness that is around on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to set you a challenge now, if you don't mind, Kerry Godleman.
I'm ready.
In the interest of yin and yang.
Yeah.
So there was a video posted on the John Richardson Show WhatsApp group of producer Jeff's dad stripping some wallpaper.
Yes.
It's one of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was great.
It's really, really stayed with me. The sound of it. He pulls off a strip of, is it sort of bird pattern wallpaper?
Sort of floral. There were some birds in there, you're right. Yeah, very heavily patterned.
I don't know why they're taking it down, but that's not my decision to make. What goes on in
things move on.
Household.
Things move on, John.
Things move on. He just wants to change. That's his prerogative. But I tell you what, it comes off. Oh.
So nicely.
It's like... Is that Velcro? Just one neat long rip. Now, I have no interest in puncturing that smugness.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a wonderful thing. I'd like to see if you're capable. If you truly believe in yin and yang,
yeah.
I want you to look at Jeff now and I want you to criticise his dad.
No.
You can't do... Come on.
No,
if you believe in balance.
Nice. I have no criticism.
It's not about being nice. It's about cosmic balance. If you believe in it.
Since when? When have you ever used the phrase, we need more cosmic balance?
I'm sure I've said it at some point
just
to win an argument.
You've never said it.
I'll pivot on any opinion I've ever held.
I can't say anything about Jeff's dad and that video. I think it's a thing of perfection. I don't know why it hasn't gone viral. Let's get it out there.
I think it's a very, very nice video. Would you feel comfortable then, because there's a tension here, would you puncture my smugness?
Go on,
I tell you something
see.
I've done this week? So do you want a family one or a personal one?
Oh, let's have it personal.
Personal.
Yeah.
I did a very long run this week, like door to door, like uphill.
Why?
Into a woodland. Just, I'm trying to run away from stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you running from? I mean, that 100%.
I've been thinking about it
yeah.
since I moved about 4 years ago. I've had my eye on this cheeky little run. I live near an athlete and I've seen the athlete doing this run.
And you're competing with an athlete?
Well, I thought if that's a run that an athlete does, then it counts as a proper run, not my little round the block sort of.
You're
going to
mess your knees up, John. You're really going to buggy your
knees.
Well,
it is downhill on rock. So
John. John.
There was a bit where I had to zigzag because I was getting too much pace. And
well,
I thought,
if you mess your knee up, I will laugh in your face.
You'll need to carry me then.
Yeah,
you and Angela.
Me and Angela will have to lug you about.
Yeah,
you're
like
going to really mess
chair.
Your knees up. Honestly.
I don't need my knees anymore.
Your knees are key. You need them.
All right.
Wait. Stop running. You're too old
doing
now.
Some weights.
You're too old. Running's really bad for your back.
I did some press-ups this week and some chin-ups.
There you go.
Oh, it sounds pathetic to
no,
say.
No, that's
it,
not
it?
Pathetic.
I've got one of those little bar things that you hang over the living room door.
Oh,
and I put the darts on. And while the match is on, I do press-ups and pull-ups. And then when they're having a break, I have a little break.
You don't need me to puncture your spine. Does she do it yourself?
No, well, that's right. That's why I don't. But if you've done anything that you want puncturing smugness-wise, did we hear back from last week's septuagenarian athlete? There was a Glaswegian who travelled to London and I deferred puncturing his smugness until I found out what position he'd finished in his race. So I'd like to hear back from you and anyone else who's smug, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Just had a go on Jeff's label maker, haven't you?
Oh, Jeff's got two label makers. Two! Yeah.
You find your audience, don't you? Find a producer who brings in not one but two label makers during
the show.
I am
so impressed. So impressed.
You've asked for a label to be made for you.
He's making me one now. Let's have a look what it says. Queen Kerry.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
going to
wear
sweet.
It there.
You can stick it on your head.
I'm going to stick it on my head.
Well, I got news for you.
Yeah.
It's not just a label you've now received. You asked for a theme tune. And with the wonders of modern technology, I've had the Killers in a studio next door. It's computer generated. And it's fun to enjoy it now before it ends all our careers. So let's just enjoy the good side of a AI-generated theme tune for Kerry Godleman.
Queen Kerry, she could lift a heavyweight like Anne Boleyn lifting Henry VIII. Ayo, she can jump like a boss. Only little John, though. Not Jonathan Ross.
I'm really happy with that.
It's really good, isn't it?
It's really... AI is really clever.
It's better than 95% of all music that's ever been made.
It's not as good as that poem I did for you at Christmas, and that wasn't AI generated. I did that with my brain and imagination.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not as easy. It was one stanza, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we got a lecturer in to say that it was good as well, because
yeah.
I wasn't sure.
And that was a real human, not an AI bot.
So now you've got a theme tune
I've got
and
a theme
label.
Tune and a label.
You've
I'm
had a
so
day,
glad I came back.
And you've offered me no support at all.
I have. I told you not to run. You'll buggy your knees.
Yeah.
That's support. That's friendship.
You've ended my running career one run in.
You're going to hurt yourself, John. You're going
to
hurt yourself and you'll be alone in a wood.
I see people running. It must be possible.
Yeah, but they're young.
Oh, I'm young. Okay, after this, we will hear from the Literal Police. A very busy week, so pay attention because it might be you.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
It's John Richardson here with the leek-growing queen, Kerry Godleman, the Anne Boleyn of weightlifting.
Yeah.
Now, the Literal Police, we will be back shortly. Two cases this week in the dock. Before we get to that, there was an email came in the week. An anonymous, I don't want to say tipster, somebody who didn't leave their name, questioning the entire premise and identity of the Literal Police. Let's have a listen.
Hi, John. I have to pull you up on something. I've tried to let this go, but I'm afraid the pedant in me just can't stay down. Your literal police sting is wrong. The literal police means the actual police, whereas what you're trying to do is adjudicate the incorrect use of the word literally. So what you mean is the literally police. Now, I'm a benevolent pedant, so I'm not expecting you to reshape the identity of the feature, but I've re-recorded the sting for you to set you on the right path. Hope you like it. Love the show. Cheers.
What is this? You look shocked, Kerry.
I think I might be witnessing the beginning of true love because you looked so awed by that message. Yeah. I mean, I think you found the one.
It's not a line you're going to see in many rom-coms, but you had me at benevolent pedant.
Wow. That guy. Who's that guy? Who was that guy? He's right, though, isn't he? He's right. And you know he's right. You know he's right.
It's the...
He's right, John. You're wrong, John.
Doesn't sit right with me, the literally police. Let's hear the jingle and then I'll decide.
That's the sound of the
literally
police.
Yeah, there's a problem there, isn't there? It's very hard to replicate the sort of gravity that I have when I say literally. It strikes fear into the heart of anybody who sometimes uses phrases incorrectly.
Mm.
So I don't, you know, he's a benevolent pedant. I'm a kindly authoritarian. I don't expect him to be able to carry what I can carry, but it just doesn't work for me. The literally police.
Well, just the rhythm of it, but the facts of it are what they are.
No, I think you can be the literal police if you're talking about the word literal.
No, because as he's pointed out, the literal police is the police.
Oh, right. We're going to sort this out off air. I've been questioned one too many times this week.
I have warned you that I've been doing weights, so don't wind me up, John, because I will throw you out the window.
Okay. What's exciting is there are no windows in the studio, so I'm going through a number of walls before I reach a window.
I'm that strong, mate.
Even Angela's not strong enough to throw Daddy through two walls in a window.
That's the sound that I'm...
Literally.
Police!
Ooh, quaking in my boots. If you commit a literal crime, we will figuratively come for you. It's the literal / literally police. Maybe that's compromise, isn't it? Now, last week, we let off Joe Thomas and Tom Gale. I was feeling very lenient last week.
Were you?
What was wrong with me? Yeah.
You weren't yourself.
Sticking up for people. And I think we did a bit of community service and one person got let off altogether.
Wow.
We've had a lot of correspondence this week. Cheryl has reached out to the hotline. Here's her nomination.
Hi, John. I've got a literal crime to report to you. On last week's Jonathan Ross show, Chris McCausland claimed he had been literally ripped apart and that the physio literally gaffer-taped him back together. I think this needs investigating urgently. Cheers, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl. I mean, it sounds like an open and shut case, doesn't it? It's a shame because he's a friend of the show.
It sounds like he's tempting you, like he's luring you in. I mean, it's so brazen.
A former victor in Saturday Smugness, Chris McCausland. Let's hear the offence in question.
What was the worst injury or pain you suffered during the course of Strictly?
Diane tried to do this move with me that she'd seen on TikTok and it literally ripped me apart. I went to see the physio. They literally gaffer-taped me together.
I mean, it's pure provocation.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get a rise out of me.
Yeah.
That's Chris McCausland on JR Senior, Jonathan Ross.
He's the daddy.
Show.
He's the daddy.
Is he the daddy?
He's the daddy.
Oh, no. What am I? Weekend stepdaddy. Oh, no. A little Batman suit. climbing up the outside of a building. It's open and shut. I was thinking about the ripped apart, whether if he'd ripped some tendons, you know, you could rip a ligament. Maybe a few ligaments went.
Oh, a friend of mine has done that and they cut you it up and then they hook it back in. They hook the ligaments.
When's trigger point coming out?
Yeah, she plays...
They cut you in.
She plays netball and she ripped a ligament, or I think that was what she said. Anyway, you have to re-hook them. I know this isn't the proper anatomical jargon, but it was a re-hooking situation. So he might have meant that.
I think you can.
But you don't use gaffer tape. I'm not medically trained, but you definitely don't use gaffer tape. So that is...
It's literally gaffer taped me back together.
Yeah, there's no gaffer tape involved in medical procedure.
Well, if that's what you think. I mean, I'm a nice guy now, so I think, you know...
No, you're yin and I'm yang.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the first one we could have let go, but the gaffer tape one is the one he's going to fall down on.
Throw away the key. Now to Daddy's chair. We've had an offence right under our noses. One of our own. And we know from previous cases, Ben Burrell, I'm not afraid to make myself even less popular in this building. Nathan got in touch to nominate Bush on the home time. Here it is.
Hi, John. I'd like to report a fellow Absolute Radio presenter of yours, Andy Bush, from Home Time with Bush and Ritchie, for committing a literal crime. While discussing Stephen Bartlett on the show, he said, "I've been moaning about it to literally everyone. I believe this is worthy of locking him up. Cheers, Nathan."
We receive the accusation. We investigate the crime. Mm-hmm. Here's the incident.
I've developed an unfair dislike of somebody in the public eye. Basically, Dragon's Den's Stephen Bartlett is my nemesis at the moment. And I've been moaning about it to literally everybody.
Oh, well, he's never mentioned it to me. And I come under everybody.
It's hard for me, this, because what I like is... Well, I like Andy Bush, for a start, let me say that. And I also like people criticising other people on the radio.
Yeah.
So I don't want him to lose confidence in his ability to call people out and criticise them on air.
No.
And I would hate for that to be the sad consequence of this. Now, yeah. Because it's... Because
it's complicated.
We have the ability. We've reached out to the man himself. He has a defence. It sounds like you've decided. But here we go. Let's see what he's got to say for himself.
Hi, John. It's Andy Bush here from Home Time. Seriously, as I stand here in the dock, surrounded by my family and friends, I just would like to put forward a motion for this case to be thrown out, because I do believe, as I was moaning about Stephen Bartlett off the Dragon's Den popping up in my socials non-stop, I don't know why they keep putting him into like Instagram and adverts on X, etc. I do believe I've been moaning to literally everyone about it. So whoever this person is, snakes everywhere, snakes telling on me, behind me back to you, whoever this person is, I believe I can put forward good cases, so that I have moaned about Stephen Bartlett and his adverts to literally everyone. So I urge you, I implore you to throw this case out.
It just doesn't hold up. He's not mentioned it to my mum. He's not mentioned it.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I just texted her in that little link and yes. She said she'd never heard about it. So that's okay. Two people. Me and my mum have never, he's never mentioned it. To us.
No, he's not.
We come under
me.
The label of everyone.
I think it's a short sentence. It'd be company for me if nothing else. I'm still in there. I'm gonna get out on weekly parole. Those goddamn donkeys. But again, I love lashing out at Nathan. I mean, it's hard for me not to love a man who's lashing out at millionaires and listeners to his own station. It's hard for me not to think that that is a noble endeavour.
Just do a lenient sentence.
It's a short sentence. Because I think he's criticised him to everyone in his circle, is what he means.
Well,
literally everybody I know.
He needs clarification.
That's all it needed, a little bit of that. So it's a first offence, 6 weeks, hard labour, for Mr. Andy Bush. Case closed. In jail. We appreciate all the, what did he call them, snitches? We appreciate all snitches. If you hear a literal crime, get in contact with the literally police, John at absoluteradio.co.uk.
It's very difficult to say the John Richardson Show. Can you say the John Richardson Show?
This is the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back. It's John Richardson here on Absolute Radio with Kerry Godleman, discussing the news that wasn't in the news that should have been in the news. You've got some news.
A funny thing did happen last weekend. So I went to Bath for the weekend. Have you been to Bath, the city of Bath?
I've been many times. I used to live in Bristol.
Of course you did.
Greg, I did my first ever gig in Bath at the Comedy Cavern, now Moles Nightclub.
Oh, it's a lovely place. I went to the Roman Baths. I love that museum. There was all holograms of Roman bums. Lots
is
of,
there?
Yeah.
Like, I've never done that.
Yeah,
actual Roman bums?
Yeah, it's all Roman bums in the baths. Because they create a hologram for like Roman life.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, like in the Viking Museum.
Yes,
in,
that's York, another great museum, the Orbic Centre.
Smells of poo.
Smells of poo, yeah. Love that place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was in Bath and then I was walking past the Theatre Royal and they were doing a production of Doubt, Doubt, Maxine Peake is in it. And on the cast list outside was an actor called Holly Godleman.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know who that is.
Your alias.
Yeah, so I thought I'll find her online and message her. I found her on Instagram and sent her a message saying, hello, are we related? And we had a bit of a back and forth, and turns out we're second cousins.
Wow.
Her granddad is my granddad's cousin.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
So you found a family member.
Who found a family member.
Also in the biz.
Also in the biz, yeah. Like, if I hadn't passed that poster, I never would have.
So the distant relation, were they theatrical?
No, no one's theatrical in my family other than me and her.
That's a slam.
Well,
your auntie's listening.
One's
I do quite a turn at Christmas, no, actually.
Yeah, but nobody is in the business. We're with the same agent.
Never.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
That's mad.
Yeah, really weird. Because I said, like, my daughter's going into acting and she's not using my name. She's using her dad's name. And right. I was like, and she said, it's kind
Daddy.
Of, she's been a...
That's my name.
That's not a name, John, is it, Daddy?
No, it's more of a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. Yeah. But yeah, it's funny. And she said, oh yeah, I was aware of your comedy and stuff, and we had the same name. Well, it's difficult to know how to phrase these things, isn't
That's
it?
That's my favourite.
She's a lot younger than me. She's very young.
It took a while to get to the
She was like,
really
I knew that who you were, and I wondered if we were related. But if I hadn't walked past that poster, I never would have come across her.
No, because she knew who you were and she wasn't bothered.
Yeah, she wasn't bothered. And I'm like old school, like, oh my God, things that surprise me do not surprise young people. Or
yeah, is that a thing about the young then, that they don't care about family anymore, that they don't watch telly, they watch it all on screens?
They I don't know. They are different. She did respond, though. She could have ignored me. But
I know,
she
but
came straight
horrible.
Back.
That's a horrible thing to say. Yes,
well, we had a lovely exchange. She sent me a great photograph of our granddads as young kids.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's quite nice.
We're going to meet up?
I think we're going to meet. We're going to meet. My dad's really excited. You can imagine. My dad, because...
Oh, well, he's a generation even older. Imagine what family means to the older generation.
Well, they don't.
The young
they've
don't
not long lost touch with these distant cousins, and now it's like, oh, hello, this whole wing of the family. It's as if we were on... What's that programme? I can't remember.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. Well, that's better. We were going to talk about ghosts in a pub, but we'll save that for another week.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very excited that you've brought us on to the topic of the youth as well, because I have a not new story about the youth. There's no two ways about this. The headline is Oldies Baffled by Teenage Slang Terms.
Oh, I love teenage slang. I love it. I'm really down with it. I'm a real baddie. Is that good or bad?
I don't know what a baddie is.
Oh, well, it's good.
Yeah,
I'm a baddie.
That's a good thing.
But my daughter's banned me from saying it. She's like, please don't say baddie. I'm like, all right, baddie.
Well, she's going to hate this.
Uh-oh.
She's going to hate this part of your work more than your distant relatives hate everything you've done to this point. The top 10 most common slang terms have been decoded for clueless parents. So do you mind me putting some of these to you? And you can tell me if you're aware of any of them.
Okay, I reckon I'm going to be well down with this.
Top 10 teenage slang.
Yeah.
So this is a phrase that 43% of parents do not understand.
Yeah.
Finster.
Ooh.
Do you know what a finster is?
No, I don't know what a finster is.
Have you got, you might even have a fin, but you've had finsters.
Have I?
Yeah, I bet you've had Finsters, mate.
Finsters crispy pancakes? Is it going down that road? Is it culinary?
Well, take the F off. Don't F off. Take the F off. What does it say?
Instas.
So you know what that is? You know
Instagram.
Yes.
Yes.
So what
the gram. The gram. The gram.
Oh, all right. What might a Insta be?
Influencer.
A fake Instagram account.
Oh.
That's a Finster. Yeah, you got any Finsters, man?
What was that man bit you just did there? They don't say man.
No, woman.
No, they don't say
lady.
Man. They don't do
lady.
That. They've got different
Madam.
Vibes.
What do they call you then?
Baddie.
Baddie. You got any Finsters, baddie?
That's good. I like that. I'm going to use that.
Poggers.
No, I don't know what that is either. Are these northern ones? I only do southern ones.
Why would you assume just because it's a word like poggers? That hey, has they got any poggers?
You've gone full Norbot again. You've gone Norbot.
Happen I'll borrow my granddad's poggers.
It does sound
he
like a gardening implement.
You would say it's seven? Yeah.
What is it then?
Some poggers, mate.
What is it?
It's enthusiasm.
Is it? Yeah. Why? What's the connection there then?
Textbook poggers. Do you know moots?
No.
Got any moots? Me and you will have moots.
What's that?
You don't want moots on your Finsters.
Moots.
Yeah? But we've got mutual followers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Moots.
So your moots.
Yeah.
OOTD.
Oh, acronyms really mess me up.
Outfit of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, are people getting changed more than once a day? Not hosting the Mobos, are they? Why are they getting changed?
No, I think they pick their outfit and they say, this is today's OOTD, because they share everything, don't they?
Yeah.
You and I need to touch grass.
Do we?
Yeah, we should touch grass more. What's you want to touch? You want to touch grass later?
Go out walk for a walk on in yes. nature.
Yeah, be outside more than
be outside.
Online.
Yeah, yeah,
be
yeah.
Outside,
oh,
mate.
I like
touch
that.
Grass.
Yeah, touch grass. Yeah.
Isn't it? You'll know this one, but you might not know what it stands for.
Go on.
ASMR.
ASMR. Oh, is that the noise one?
It is. It's the thing where you watch someone eat a big pickle.
Yeah, I got it. I think I got a little bit of it when Jeff was doing his little label making.
Because
it was a love. I nearly scratched my eye out with one of my labels.
Sean's wallpaper. That's ASMR.
Yes, that's ASMR.
Do you know what it stands for?
A. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sound. Mum.
Absolutely sound mum.
Oh, really?
Absolutely sound mum, really.
What does it stand for?
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Oh, my God, it's like Trigger Point all over again. Yeah,
give her a week with that one, guys.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So there we go. That's it for another show. Thank you, Kerry. It's been wonderful having you back.
I've had a lot of fun.
You've had
I'm
a
over
good
the
day,
moon. I've,
yeah.
got, I've had a great day. I've got, like, new nicknames. I talk slang. I've got labels.
Got a theme tune.
Got a theme tune.
You're going to get into sport.
I'm going to get into sport. This is going to be a great seat. We're going into spring now and I'm ecstatic.
Feels like we've really benefited from some time apart.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
It's good for a friendship to have a
it's
bit of
good.
Space.
Yeah. It's good. We need to name the podcast for those people who didn't hear the full show live and want to download the best bits, which they are able to do.
Right.
There's obviously the Anne Boleyn of powerlifting.
Yeah, or Anne Boleyn's knickers. That could work.
Yeah, I did say knickers a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Who's been sitting in Daddy's chair?
I do like that.
Yeah. If we call it that, I think I will. That will put the daddy thing to bed because there's a danger. I'll keep saying it because it makes me laugh.
And I think it's so creepy and odd.
I know that's why it makes me laugh. But I think I would consider that closure if we call it "Who's been sitting in Daddy's chair." We'll be back again, won't we?
Definitely, we'll be back. I can't say when, and I can't. But I am definitely coming back, John. So look out. I will be back.
You've got scripts to learn, haven't you?
I've got some sciencey phrases to learn and I've got some tour shows. Did I mention I'm on tour? I put some extra dates in. I put some extra dates in. So,
have you?
Yeah,
well,
lots were sold out, so we put some more in.
Oh, well done.
They're not sold out, so if people would like to buy those.
Where are they?
Lancaster's chugging
Is
along.
It?
Yeah. Ipswich.
Where are you playing, the Grand or the Duke's?
The Grand.
I've got a picture of the Grand Theatre Lancaster above my fireplace in the lounge.
Have you?
Yeah, that's where I grew up. Do you not know that? I'm from Lancaster.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm Lancaster.
Tell them to get tickets for my show then, if you wouldn't mind.
Get tickets for Kerry's show. I mean, have a look around, see what else is going on.
Boy, don't be a baddie.
Go and see. It's a beautiful theatre.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah,
but we do need some people to come and see it.
I'll come if I'm free.
Brilliant. Don't sit at the front,
dad.
John. Don't sit at the front. Bring John Senior, but don't
I'll
sit at the
John
front.
Bring John Senior. You can have a couple of Johns down the front.
Lovely.
If you're lucky.
I could pick you both up.
You couldn't pick my dad up. You can't pick my dad
Well, I will
up.
Congratulate him on the wallpaper moment.
That's not my dad.
Oh, it's Jeff's dad.
That's
oh,
Jeff's
get
dad.
Oh, get all the
so
dads.
So now I've got to bring Jeff's dad to Lancaster for you to give him a compliment. It's turned into a nightmare for me. Administrative nightmare. Thank you to Will, Charlie and Jeff. Sarah Champion is next. We will be back next week. Thank you for your company. Thanks for all your input and your emails. If anything occurs to you in the week, it's john at absoluteradio.co.uk. Have a great Saturday.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
I am going back to when you said to me earlier, I think, John, don't be a baddie. And I tell you now, having had the term baddie explained to me, I don't think there's any danger of me ever being a baddie. I don't think there's a surgeon in the world who could turn me into a baddie.
Oh, there will be.
You reckon?
Yeah. They can do anything now.
I'll have a go.
You could be
a baddie. You're not here next week, are you? I think
you're
back
is it Angela
weeks.
Next week and then I'm back the week after?
You're back out on road.
I'm on the road. Got two next week. Got Paul and Newcastle.
Oh, Newcastle.
Northern Stage.
The Northern Stage?
Yeah.
Have a lovely time.
I'm really looking forward to that one. My friend lives up there, so I can hang out with her a bit.
Oh, yeah, you got friends you hang out with, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Only that one.
Oh, yeah, I got friends, mate. We've all got friends. Oh, I'm going to go and see a friend now. I'm not. It doesn't matter what I'm going to do. I'll be back next week. You can guarantee that. Thank you for downloading. And just you know what? Just take care of each other in this bloody world. Is that an end? Does that work? Just be careful. Look both ways when you cross the street.
That's what Jerry Springer used to do, didn't it? Look after each other.
Is that what he said?
He used to say that, didn't he? Okay. Yeah, don't say it. You sound like Jerry Springer.
Harbour resentment. Bury emotions deep. And look out for two for ones.